As always, thank you very much for everybody being on this line to take this call today as we walk our way through this COVID-19 pandemic as it affects the city of Timmins and with our healthcare professionals on the line to give the best advice and answers and updates that they possibly can at this time. I'll say ahead, thank you very much, everybody out there, the essential services that are helping us through this. I heard Dr. Canton on the line, so I'll hand the call directly over to her.
Thank you so much, Mayor Perry, and thank you everyone for joining us again today. So the Porcupine Health Unit is reporting one new COVID-19 case of residents in the health unit area. This puts our current total number of confirmed cases at 61. 11 of these remain active at this point in time. As of yesterday, there were over 2,185 COVID-19 tests completed across the Porcupine Health Unit area. This new case is a female between the ages of 10 and 19 from the Timmins area and was identified as a contact of a case and has been in isolation following all public health guidance since being identified as a contact. As such, there's no concerns for potential exposure to others. She's currently at home in self-isolation, and again, we thank all of our cases for their ongoing cooperation with the extensive public health investigations and for following our guidance, and we wish them all well. As we continue to see discussions around potential gradual and very measured changes to restrictions over the next coming weeks, we need to again reinforce just absolutely critical that we continue to be mindful of the public health recommendations and measures that are evidence-based that we know make a difference, that we know reduce the spread of COVID-19. We must continue to stay home as much as possible, ensuring that we are spending time with our household contacts only and maintaining physical distancing when outside of your home, whether out for essentials or enjoying the sunshine and warm weather that we continue to hope that we will see more regularly. When you are around those that you do not live with, we ask that you maintain the physical distancing to reduce any potential exposure or spread for others. Even more important, if you're feeling unwell in any way, and we know that COVID-19 can be very mild in nature, we know that there's an increasing list of atypical symptoms, things such as a change in taste or smell, simple runny nose, can also herald a potential COVID-19 infection. As such, if you have any of these symptoms, as mild as they may be, we ask that you stay home. You must stay home. Self-isolate yourself and call the Porcupine Health Unit and or your primary care provider for a referral to an assessment center for testing. Following these recommendations, we'll continue to help support reduced number of cases across the Porcupine Health Unit. We must remain cautious, and we must remain vigilant and follow these measures as much as possible. Today, again, our weekly epidemiology update was released and includes analysis of the cases reported up to last Friday. Again, this will be continued to be updated on the Porcupine Health Unit website going forward. The Porcupine Health Unit continues to work with all long-term care homes in the region to ensure comprehensive infection prevention measures and protocols are in place, and that collaborative teams are identified to further support each home in the event of any suspected cases or outbreaks. We have begun the long-term care home testing surveillance initiative announced last week, with a couple of homes already tested and plans in place to conduct the remainder of the surveillance testing throughout the week. It is a substantial amount of work, and we continue to support the ongoing surveillance measures and continue to work with all of the homes in their diligence to ensure that everything is done to protect staff and residents from COVID-19. Again, we want to remind everyone that we are working to increase testing across the north. We continue to encourage individuals with even mild symptoms, as previously mentioned, to self-isolate and call for a referral to an assessment center. The assessment centers remain open across the district in Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Cap, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. Again, you require an appointment, but please call your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit so that we can refer you for an assessment center appointment and hopeful testing. With this being Mental Health Week, we need to remember and remind ourselves and others that it's okay to not feel okay. Practicing physical distancing can be extremely difficult and may affect people's mental health, especially at this point in time when we see such unprecedented changes across our communities and throughout our lives. It may leave individuals feeling lonely. We encourage individuals to stay connected with family, friends, and colleagues to build connections to support you throughout the day. Please use video chat, telephone, email, text to stay connected and to give and receive support throughout this tough time. Follow us on Facebook, and we're promoting the 5 ways to well-being and some activities individuals can do to stay well and stay safe. The Canadian Mental Health Association also has extensive information, supports, and resources that we will also be promoting throughout this week. As we see some potential workplaces being opened, we need to remind everyone that this is not business as usual. We need to continue to take the measures within our workplaces and within our daily lives to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Porcupine Health Unit is committed to continue to work with community members, workplaces, healthcare partners, and other sectors to ensure that all the measures that possible are in place to protect individuals from COVID-19 as we go forward. Stay connected, stay home, stay well, stay kind. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Next, we'll move to the Timmins and District Hospital. I believe Blaise McNeil is on the line with us.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and others on the line. We are pleased to see the community continue to take the required public health measures seriously, even with a decrease in cases being reported in the public health region. Our community, first responders, healthcare workers, frontline staff have a lot to be proud of. Today, some businesses in the province have been reopened while adhering to physical distancing measures. This is one small, measured step forward as we all continue to work towards slowing the spread of this pandemic. As we continue making progress against the spread of COVID-19, we are asking you to keep doing your part to make the pandemic as short as possible. This can only be accomplished by staying the course and adhering to the public health measures that are currently in place. We understand that these restrictions are hard, especially as we finally begin to shake off the last bits of winter. It's only by remaining steadfast with public health measures that we will reduce the impact and tragic outcomes in our community. The hospital continues to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout this pandemic. We remain committed to being there for you when you need us most. And in turn, we are asking you to please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel. Please wash your hands often. It's only by continuing to work together that we will make this pandemic as short as possible. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll go to the media for any questions from the for these medical professionals. Okay, hearing none, then we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAP.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. Emergency medical services, busy day yesterday with 35 calls, 24 in Timmins, and 9 of those failed screening. Just a reminder to folks that the PPE drive continues today at the DSAP's main office at 500 Algonquin Boulevard East. That's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Food security. Lord's Kitchen distributed 57 meals yesterday, and another 34 meals were distributed at the MAC over breakfast, lunch, and supper. Just a reminder to folks that there is a home delivery service, and if they require this service, to please visit the DSAP website. Homelessness numbers were relatively unchanged, with 18 at the McIntyre facility, 28 at Northern College, and 8 at Living Space. And Living Space personnel remain available and on-site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, monitoring social distancing and supporting the patrons in their connections to support services. In terms of children's services, we do have 2 sites open in Timmins for childcare services for emergency workers, as well as facilities in district municipalities along the Highway 11 corridor. We have 23 spots available in Timmins. 32 spots have been taken up, So please contact our Children's Services Department if you need further information or visit the DSAB website. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. We'll go back to the media for any general questions. Okay, hearing none, then we'll move back to Mayor Perry for closing remarks.
I want to report to you again in my conversations with the police chief this morning. No incidents, and again, I'm just delighted to report this every single day. It means the citizens of Timmins are certainly taking this seriously and doing everything possibly can to keep themselves and the city safe and healthy. As I said on the weekend, the economy is obviously going to be opening up and gradually. We've been at school with this COVID-19 now for a couple of months. And as I said on the weekend, I'll repeat every single day this week, this is graduation day. It's a very simple lesson. I'm convinced that the city has learned it, and let's make sure that those learnings are sustainable as we see ourselves out and about with an open economy. So I will every single day this week talk about the fact that you are the author of your own destiny. The lessons have been taught, and I'm sure they've been learned. Every single day this week, I want to make sure we say thank you, as we did yesterday, to our emergency response teams that are leading us, leading the city through this crisis. Today, I've got a story that was provided to us, and it's dear essential service workers. When I was younger, and remember that word, when I was younger, my father would tell me and my siblings stories of superheroes. They'd be brave, strong, would help everyone, even though they were putting their own lives at risk. In these past few months, my mom has been watching the news. Whenever I walk past, I hear the reports on TV mentioning essential service workers like nurses, doctors, police, and so many other people that would fill this whole page if I wrote them all down. Then I ask myself why these people were so important during this pandemic. My parents explained to me that without these workers, it would be nearly impossible to fight off COVID-19. In fact, I would say it would be impossible. Once the virus had hit my city, I was starting to get nervous. It was spreading so fast. When we were up to more than 10 cases in Timmins, I was scared. Who would put an end to this life crisis? A few days ago, I watched the news with my mom. The news reporter shared that several cases of coronavirus had been resolved in the area. I was thrilled with this news. Later that night, I watched a video on my computer. I left to go get a drink of water with the video still running. When I returned, my computer was now on a new video. I tried to exit the video, but it brought me to a new screen. Somehow it led me to a list of essential services. I read the list and thought for a while. I was thinking how hard it must be for those workers dealing with extra shifts, risk to their own health while taking care of their families. Then it hit me. Heroes don't need magic superpowers or capes. Essential workers are real superheroes. Like I said at the beginning, heroes put their lives at risk to help others, and that's exactly what these workers do. For that, thank you. I believe that if everyone does their part by washing their hands, self-isolating, seeing others from a six-foot distance, and wearing masks if needed, we can help essential service workers ensure their health. Many years from now, I hope to tell my story of COVID-19 and our brave heroes. Much thanks. And that's from Caitlin Skinner. And as she said at the start, she said, when I was younger, but this young lady is 11 right now, and there couldn't be a wiser message. Thank you very much, Caitlin. Be healthy and be safe, and continue to make our community a safe place to live and work. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor Perry, and once again, thanks to the media friends for helping us get the news out.